Alaska Extension Almanac.
Ever wonder where the oldest or the tallest trees are in the country? What tree seeds can be used as a coffee substitute? With Arbor Day coming up here in Nebraska, Justin Evertson returns to talk about some interesting tree trivia from not only here in the state, but nationwide.
Yeah, what we know was core dated here a couple decades ago. They core dated some Rocky Mountain juniper out in the Wildcat Hills south of Scott's Bluff. They dated those to be over 800 years old. And so to think that they've survived some droughts that we wouldn't even recognize, I mean, 20 and 30 year long droughts. So those are survivor trees. And then it's estimated they've core dated some oak trees, bur oaks in eastern Nebraska, that are over 400 years old. Most of the oaks in eastern Nebraska were logged early in our settlement for lumber. And so some of those trees that have resprouted, some of those oaks are estimated to be over 1,000 years old, but the resprout is, you know, only a couple hundred years old. So trees can live a long time, even in our tough part of the world. Some of the redwoods and the giant sequoias have been dated to be over 2,000 years old. But the trees they think are the oldest, longest-lived single-trunked specimen trees are varieties of bristlecone pine that grow out in the White Mountains of California. Some of those have been dated to be over 5,000 years old. Those are single-trunk species. And then there are clonal species like aspen. There's a grove of aspen out in Utah. I don't know how they figured this out, but it's a massive grove of aspen, and that grove is what is considered to be over 80,000 years old. 80,000 years old, that's just hard to wrap our heads around. But no single stem in that grove is very old, maybe 30 or 40 years old, but the whole colony is that old. Yeah, hackberry, they used to lump it in with the elm family, and then a few years ago they did genetic testing, and lo and behold, they figured it out. It's in the same family as cannabis or marijuana. So I don't know what that tells us, but it's a tough and interesting tree. And there are actually hackberries out in western Nebraska. There's a place called Hackberry Hollow near Sydney, and they've got fossilized seeds in the rock strata that show that that tree has been growing there for tens of thousands of years. And that's a place where trees don't really grow much at all. So, yeah, well, as you can imagine, the coffee tree gets its name because early settlers did make a coffee-like drink from it. And we've actually done it in our shop. You gather those hard seeds. Those seeds are hard as a rock. And if you roast them for 3 or 4 hours at about 300 degrees and then just grind them like you would coffee beans, you can make a coffee-like drink. It's not bad at all. It's actually fairly mild. There's no caffeine in it, so I don't know why you'd want to do that a whole lot. But you can imagine the early settlers, there was no Folgers or Starbucks, so they put coffee tree to use in that way. Well, a couple trees that fascinate me, one is the coast redwood that grows out in California, and it's the tallest tree in the world. They've measured it to be 380 feet tall, and for a good idea about how tall that is, the Nebraska State Capitol is right about the same exact height with the sower. Sower's just a little taller, so that'll tell you how tall that tree is. And then just in terms of mass, there's a giant sequoia that grows out in California. It's not quite as tall, but it's only 270 feet tall, but its trunk circumference is nearly 100 feet around, and it's the largest tree by volume in the world. It's also estimated to be about 2,500 years old, so I'd like to see that someday.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.